It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Right, guys, welcome back. This is the Above Average FPL podcast. My name's Adam, and as always, I'm joined by Baker. Happy Valentine's Day, mate.
Happy Valentine's Day. Look at this. It's all romantic. You've had your hair cut for me. I just noticed that. Oh.
Amazing. Yeah, I have. I might as well just dive straight into this, but I mean, here's you showing me the love. I had this all set up. You had no idea.
Look at the love. That's love, that is.
Back in July 21. Smashed after playing golf in Chelmsford. That was a fun night. That was a fun night. Good evening to everyone in the chat. Hope you're having a wonderful Valentine's Day. Whether you've been out, you've had your early dinner and decided to come and join us, or whether you've sacked off the missus completely, or whether you don't have a missus, I mean, or another half at all. So, you know, we're glad you're here. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, you were playing to our demographics on YouTube there.
Oh well, yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, absolutely. 99.5% male.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is like
someone
third...
just mentioned no oh. green lights, but we definitely can't do red lights, even if it is Valentine's.
Oh God, no, that'd be dangerous. God,
that ain't happening. Yeah, so clear it up. You have already done a romantic. You've done your romance for the day, have you, with the wife?
I cooked dinner. Yes,
lucky I cooked you. Dinner,
and then I cleaned the kitchen. So we're all good. We are all good, man.
And my wife
and yourself
and child are away. You know, so Alicia and Eddie went away on Saturday, and they're not back till tomorrow. And I was like, oh, back tomorrow after like 6 days away, and I'm just going to say yes, go pod. Maybe we. I was like, any chance we could try and do that? But yeah, it's been it's interesting, isn't it? Because last week's like selection pod, I was like, yeah, they were away for like 5-6 days. Tell you what I have noticed, my little romance story was like Monday night when Palmer just destroys me late on, having no Palmer, feeling like I was okay. If the wife was at home and I was just sort of like watching on the iPad, like I'd have been like, okay. But when you're just sitting there on your own and it's just happened, you're like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And I fretted over it for about an hour, fuming, like just sulky, just really sulky. I can't even say I was angry. I was just sitting there like, I'm not going to bed. I'm angry.
You just defined my team, my emotion. Just
yeah, it's exactly. I was like, I'm really grumpy now. Really grumpy. But yeah, it is what it is. So it is. That's why it is. Love. I did think I was like, God, playing FPL, like if you haven't got a family to take your mind off it, that's just torture. Just torture. Green lights
the
are
green
right.
lights are back, nice. Man. The green lights are back. This is my third podcast in 4 days. So I only had yesterday.
Yes.
Because I was on the Form is Temporary podcast on Monday evening with Roberto and his boys over at Lincoln Uni. You know, fair play to those boys, just having a chat, enjoying themselves. It was really good to be in there. And then they surprised me with a quiz. I mean, I was aware that there was a quiz. I have listened to their pod. But, you know, a little bit of a, like a hot potato type thing where you were, you know, you had to keep answering the questions. And if you were last at the time and you held the hot potato and you lost, which was a good one. But yeah, when it started to come to, you could definitely tell the age difference though. You could definitely tell the age difference. They were like transfers of, over £10 million transfers for Newcastle. And the first thing I was like, Alan Shearer. And Roberto was like, checking. I was like, mate, £15 million, 1996. You don't need to check. It's done, mate. It's done. Record transfer fee. I know this shit. And with the Tottenham managers straight in there, like, David Pleat. yep, probably. But yeah,
if you
good
did
fun.
Like a tenor ball type stuff for him, you'd be laughing. You'd be laughing. There's like, you'd have had all the years, yeah. All the years to go.
It was good fun.
So,
yes.
We've got a double game week.
We have a double game week. We have lots of news, information. You know, we've got, particularly on the two big teams, City and Liverpool. So that's interesting. We can talk through that.
Yeah, big news today. Big news last night. Maybe some more big news for the week, but we've certainly got some pretty concrete news, haven't we, on City and Liverpool.
Yeah. I don't think that changes anything I want to do personally. Obviously, I guess I lucked out by taking Trent out a couple of weeks ago massively.
Yeah.
But
worked a treat.
I don't think it changes what I want to do now, which is good.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what you want. What you want, there's no better news than news that means that you don't change plans, but others have to. That's the best.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the best. Yeah. Like if you haven't got it.
People have started taking hits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To make things work and... And yeah, I can just sit here and smile while all the chaos is happening and just, you know, with genuine, like, triple captain versus bench boost is still like a query for me. I don't think it is, but it, you know, the players on my bench are good enough to warrant the question at least. And there's still questions about like my chip strategy. Does that mean I can do different things this week as well? Yeah, it's you know, we'll come to that with the teams and stuff like that.
Yeah. Before we do the old, our lovely Rob T and all the graphic of that stuff, let's tackle Mo Salah.
Yeah.
Because that's just a can you do it, can you not type space. Is there a circumstance? Obviously, if you've held Mo Salah, I guess you've got to hold him now.
Yeah. I don't think it makes sense.
But if you haven't, do you think there's any reason where you would do it? Mark Dorney in the chat said, if we hear Salah starts, he's in. And I'm like, nah, I can't. For me, I'm like, that game just before the Carabao just doesn't seem to make sense that he'd play two of them. And then obviously doesn't play in 26 and then doesn't play again in 29. And the whole sort of move in so many other parts to make it work.
There's City in 28 as well to add there.
Yeah, mind you, like Liverpool City quite often, it's a lot of goals. Like, I don't think it's bad for any attack, you know, in that sense. But nah, for me, it's a no on Salah.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's a no. I mean, more structure, and I can't really get there. And it's, you know, there's so much I have to, like, I'm taking out Saka, for example. If I have to, then I'm taking out Saka, right? And then I'm probably taking out Trips as well, just to free up more money. And then it's, yeah, because yeah, Saka's 9. I've got 3.2. That's 12.2. I need another 0.8. I'm not getting that from. I maybe squeeze that out of Alvarez, but I'd have to go down to something crap, or I'd have to move Trips on, which is, you know, there's money there. That's fine, but then I'm, you know, just creating problems for myself further down the line, I think. So yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's for me. And you said like hamstring injuries, right? We've seen like. They do have reoccurrences. There's quite often hamstring injuries. There's reoccurrences,
and this season's just not normal. Or maybe this season now is normal.
Maybe
hamstring. You know, we've seen so many hamstring injuries, ACLs, you know, all the rest of it that's happened. This maybe this just is part of the game now. Which it'd be horrible if it is part of the game. You kind of hope that these things get better, or they find ways to play less games that mean we don't see this in this state. But at the moment, so many bloody hammy injuries. Yeah, it's not for me. I think that's the thing though. If you could do it quite easily, because you can do it and others can't, it kind of makes the whole thing a lot more nice, doesn't it? But I will not be. So.
So, before we move on, I was saying just before we started about how annoying that was that Aberdeen had conceded. They're now three down in 27 minutes. So that's going to be a fun day at work tomorrow. That is going to be a fun day at work tomorrow. I can't wait for that. Yeah, so just a couple of things. Obviously, a reminder that we've got our Above Average FBL Golf Day coming up. That's on the 19th of April at Donington Grove, which is down near Newbury. The postcode is there on the screen for you, but if you're on audio, it's RG14 2LA. If you want to get involved in that, we're still accepting people who want to just pay the deposit for now and then pay the, you know, the final balance up until you know, sort of 30 days before or 35 days before the event. Just drop us an email, just above the average FPL at gmail.com. Yeah, the day is going to be fun. There's going to be different events and stuff like that, lots of different prizes, a few funky little nearest the pin type comps as well we'll do, and you know it's going to be up until the it's going to be leading up to the game week 34 deadline, so you know there's going to be plenty to talk about for a lot of us.
Yeah, double game week as well, isn't it?
Double blank game week. There's gonna be FA Cup games that weekend and all sorts, and so you know people like Rich Clark's coming down, so that's going to be awesome, and there's a few others, Andy Mack, Andy Goodland, if you know these guys. So you know there's plenty of good FPL managers to talk to, and us as well. You can come talk to us. And some good golfers and some really good golfers. So
that's, you know, more you than me.
Well, mate, I don't know about that at the moment, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see if I can get up to any kind of level. But you know, the whole point of it is it's designed so that we go out there, we have a laugh, a little bit of a two man scramble, you know, with someone that you won't have played with before, and you know, you just mix it up and see how you get on. And yeah, say prizes for winners and. You know, fun for everyone else. And we're going out. Hopefully we get a Premier League game in the evening on the Friday and we can all head into Newbury and have a few beers and whatever. So it should be good. So drop me a DM or drop Baker a DM on X or just above the average FPL at gmail.com, which I really need to change that email address, but not just yet.
It's historic.
So yeah. So yeah, all the details are there. If you have any other questions, then, yeah, let us know. John has very kindly just put all the details in the chat there for us on YouTube as well. And a reminder that Above Average FPL is a podcast sponsored by Crypto Block Dan. It's our good friend. So if you know Dan, if you don't know Dan, he's involved in the crypto Web3 gaming space. And he's a good lad and is better at FPL than me and you right now. Is he not?
Is Dan coming down for the golf?
I don't think Dan's coming down for the golf as it stands. We haven't. I'd assume we'd just go. I assume he'd just come to the North event, right? Because it's probably going to be just next door.
He loves an event, mate. He goes around the world to all these events. Dan will come. Let us know, Dan, if you want. If you come in.
Yeah, FPR Harry says I can't golf. Well, come and caddy then, or something like that. Harry, come and join us.
Come join us.
Probably going to see Pricey in the evening, and yeah, it's going to be good fun.
Yeah,
it's going to be good fun. Final bit before we get onto the games. If you do enjoy the content, if you do enjoy the video, make sure you drop a like on the video. And if you want to see more from us, make sure you hit subscribe. That's it. That's all the good stuff.
That's it.
Games, 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 games. Loads of games. And the teams that we want are at the top of all the numbers. So very quickly, the key marquee games here that we're looking at, we're obviously looking at the doublers, but then I'll just give you a few select single game weekers, particularly for those on audio. So Brentford versus Liverpool. Brentford expected to score 2.2, conceding 1.15, so quite an eventful game there. And then they're expected to score 2.95 against Luton, conceding 0.75. City, 2.5 to 0.9 against Chelsea. And then 2.75 to 0.8 against Brentford. They're the big ones. Obviously, the single game weekers that we're also looking at, Arsenal, 2.4 away at Burnley, with their XGC being 0.75. And then Spurs, 2.35 at home to Wolves, 1.2 in terms of conceding. And then finally, Newcastle, 2.1 expected goals scored and 1.35 expected goals conceded, although you know their defence has been particularly bad.
Yeah.
Recently, I think that covers it in a nutshell for those that are listening. But anything that you want to embellish on, so, or guess, dig into?
Well, I guess both attack-wise, Liverpool and City, over 5 expected goals between them this season, in this game week. Let's do the obvious one first. Is it enough to triple captain Mr. Haaland?
Yeah. Of course it is. He gets like 80%. When he's on the pitch, does he not get like 75% of the goal contributions?
Yep.
So 75% of 5 is 3 point something, right? 3.75. You're talking 4 contributions. So, yeah. Add it all up, bonus points and all, it's 20-odd points-ish.
Yeah.
Potentially. Although I think most expected points are like around 14 to 17, but even then, I mean, it's still good.
I'm going to get a bit ghoulish here.
Go for it.
Because there's a rumour, obviously, around that Haaland might miss some of this because his grandmother passed away. Rest in peace, Alfie Haaland's mother. Reddit have already got into it. I'll read this out. The funeral is 10:30 on February the 22nd, Thursday. A direct flight from Manchester to Solihull Airport is approximately 1.5 hours. He'll probably use his private jet. From Solihull Airport to the church, it's a 30-minute drive. Even if he left Manchester on Wednesday the 21st, he should likely be back by Friday the 23rd at the latest, maybe even Thursday evening. May his grandmother rest in peace, but the funeral probably will not affect his game time too much, one would think.
That's... people are ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
People are ridiculous, man.
People are ridiculous. So,
but there will be people watching flights. There will genuinely be people watching flights.
There will be people watching flights. I watched him last night. Obviously, he didn't score last night, but God, like, he could have scored a lot. And he was sharp. Like, yeah. The thing watching Man City last night was that all of the attack were incredible. We stay in the Man City world. So we had Grealish start, but went off injured, and that looks like a problem. We now have Vardiol out for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Is what we've got. And we know that Bernardo took a heavy knock. That's all we know on that one. He split his sock and stuff. But so the obvious ones now is that, you know, Ake yesterday suddenly became a better asset because of the fact that Vardy are out. Probably means it's there. You've got the perfect storm now that we now know that Trent Alexander is out. People are going to work that one out. Yeah. And they're working that one out fast. I mean, the incomings and outgoings are pretty big. I think it already looks like Ake's going to go up tonight and Trent's going to go down. So that's like 2-2 move. But for anyone who watched Man City yesterday as well, Kevin De Bruyne, geez, he was good.
Yeah, jeez, it's been 7 returns in 6 games since he's come back, and 4 of those games have been off the bench.
Yeah.
So like, does it even matter that he doesn't start? Like, we've had this conversation about Jota in the past, and people saying, "Oh yeah, it's cool." I know KDB is more expensive, but he's by far the superior player and just as good attack. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, and that attack is better with him in it.
Yep.
Considerably. I'd say measurably considerably. I'd say Jota, when we were looking at him back then, was he the needle mover in that attack? No. But he was greedy, and you know, he would pick up goals. Is KDB a needle mover in this attack, given how good that attack is? Yes, very much so.
Yeah. I mean, he's just so good. Like, he's so powerful. He's so big. Like, he... Foden now, like, the third goal is like almost where he's scoring all his goals. It's like this place, like 8 yards out, yeah, centre of the goal. Suddenly, he's getting into that spot all of the time. I mean, Foden just looks gold. Like, if you were a team that somehow didn't have Foden or KDB this week, who would be the one that you'd get in of those two?
I'd probably still try and get KDB in.
Yeah.
I still would.
You've got to have at least one of them, haven't you?
Yeah,
you've got to have at least one of those.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like KDB will always be involved. I feel like Haaland can be involved without Foden, and Foden can be involved without Haaland. Mm. I feel like KDB can just be involved, right? All of them.
Foden's minutes are so secure now, though, aren't they? Because obviously, Grealish and potentially Bernardo out, or even Bernardo with a knock, you're just like, well, he's going to have some form of move. I think if you've got Alvarez, like you have,
yeah,
I think that's absolutely fine. Like,
excuse me.
Obviously, when their team got announced,
full Alvarez bench, yes, fire, definitely playing in the next two games, of course.
Standard. Which might and might not have been the case. It works whichever way you want to do it. But what you can't deny is injuries to players in the attacking line means goodness for Alvarez minutes. Just does. It's good for Doku's minutes, yeah, if anyone wants to play that game. But yeah, KDB, watching him last night, I was like, not owning him is going to be scary. But it's how you get him in. Because there's so many, the ways that I see most people getting KDB in this week is they obviously have to sell Trent. But the most people that are getting KDB in, Trent's their cash cow to get him in.
Yeah.
But some, you know, how could you sell Saka when it's 2.4 against Burnley? For me, the option is sell Richarlison. And I'm looking at this and saying 2.35 on this. Then we get a nice 2-week break. And then we come back with a really good run of fixtures, including the 29 game, having had 2 weeks off and all our players back and fresh. It it sounded fine me getting KDB in. And then I started thinking about, well, I'd have to take Richarlison out. And suddenly I'm like, I don't like taking Richarlison out this week.
I'm above average.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm above average.
To be honest, I was looking at obviously I haven't got Richarlison, but I was looking similarly. Like my midfield five is Saka, Gordon, Palmer, Foden, and someone else. Saka, Gordon, Palmer, Foden, and someone I can't remember. Jota. So making any kind of move that removes one of those players just feels detrimental when I know that it's going to be a minus four, right? Unless it's Foden. Like, unless it's Foden. Foden's the only one I can take to KDB without a hit.
And how can you lose Foden with what he's doing? If you hadn't got Jota in, if me and you hadn't got Jota in, bearing in mind Mo's back, do you think you might have skipped Jota and just gone straight to KDB?
I had KDB, so difficult for me because I would have had KDB.
I think
and
I would
held him.
Maybe try and get KDB over Jota if I didn't have Jota in my team. Mm. I think just the Mo back and the Mo some minutes. It also puts me off. I think I was always going to cap Haaland. You know, I'm not that adventurous in this world. But it would put me off a little bit more the Liverpool players, Mo being back for captaincy. If you were looking to say that punt, I think I'd much rather punt on. I like Foden as a punt. I really do. And KDB's KDB.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's going to be tough picking the highest scoring player from, well, I think it is going to be Haaland. I think really it's going to be Haaland. I just can't see a world where it's not.
No.
I had a quick look.
Like say, 80% goal involvement, wherever it is, it's just too much.
Exactly. People might have noticed I was looking away when you started talking about the money going out of Trent and seeing whether it, how much of it did actually go to Ake. Quite a lot of it's actually going into Virgil van Dijk and obviously into Connor Bradley as well.
Let's go there.
Yeah, I just feel a bit indifferent about going to Connor Bradley. I feel like, yes, like the thing is, everybody's been almost hypnotized by this 18 pointer, right? Or whatever it was, 21 pointer. This one performance. And, you know, trying to think that just because he's hit that upside once, like that he's like this will always happen for him. I just don't think that's the case. I think there's also minutes that can be taken away from him as well in the lead up. If Trent's not ready for the League Cup final, then, you know, the risk to Bradley, when I think Klopp will want to play him in that game, does that mean he's a potential minutes risk in that second game against Luton still? Like,
still
potentially. Also, he's just remind ourselves he's not Trent, right? So, you know, in terms of his like his bonus potential, like one return won't get him there.
Yeah, I mean,
whereas with Trent, he'd always be in and amongst it with one just because of the volume of the stuff that he does.
Yeah, I mean, all the other guys. So Robbo gets a boost, doesn't he? Because he might be on corners from both sides.
Yeah.
Harvey Elliott potentially on corner, I expect as well, if he plays the Szoboszlai type role. But Elliott and Robson, some kind of combination of them, probably on set pieces. Maybe McAllister. But Van Dijk, obviously, we know is brilliant on baseline. So when Trent gets out of his way, that's really good for Van Dijk. Not so good for Van Dijk is probably that delivery across probably isn't as good.
Yeah.
So his goal threat's probably a little diminished. Alisson is, you know, does very, very well on bonus. I think he benefits potentially from Trent out. There's an argument their whole defence benefits from Trent being out. There is potentially an argument that they're better. You know, if they suddenly played Robertson and Gomez, for example, that fullback, like, well, that defence is suddenly better. Canate's back, obviously.
Yeah.
So I get it. I think you've got to... all we're saying now is people have got to be like team dependent and stuff like that. But I do think you have to look at who you then going to play in 25 in defence. Because what I've seen is... So I looked at this. I went on an old FPL review and it was like, do that and then get Powell in as well in 26. If you do Van Dijk, you've got to get Powell in 26 as well. So you've got an extra player. And then I'd end up with Arsenal defender at Sheffield United, Porro home to Crystal Palace, Van Dijk away at Forest and Powell away at Luton. So suddenly you've got that defence bench crapness that you don't want. And the week after you've got the same because like they're playing City and it's like, and then they don't play in 29. So it's the same deal. Spending £6 million on a centre-back that I don't know how often I'm going to play him, but he could smash 20 points in a double. He could. So I get it. I get the reason why they would go Van Dijk. And also, when you've got loads of money, unless you're going to use it, like Van Dijk's the obvious one, isn't it? But I think the Bradley ones, if it gets you Bradley and Bradley then gets you KDB, I see it. I see absolutely a reason for it. Then you're taking a punt to get yourself a player that you really want. Yeah.
But then what happens if Salah's back? Like, because you've got Bradley, Jota, Nunes, right?
Yeah, you're taking hits in 26. I mean, most people are taking hits in 26, but you're ripping it up. There is also all of this, you know, guys to get. There's quite a few that probably are thinking, it won't take a lot for me to wild card in 26 or 27. So therefore, they can be a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
If you're the kind of guy that's thinking, I'm going to wild card 30, 31, which I'm in that boat, then for me, Van Dijk's not the greatest option.
Yeah.
Albeit, would I be surprised if he... Would I be surprised if he got 20 points in this game week? No.
I mean... No. can we just, I mean, I just want to just take a step to just to say that Connor Bradley's started 4 games, 2 in the Premier League.
Yep.
Right. People are saying like he's a better defender than Trent. Trent was playing Barcelona in the Champions League semi-final at 20 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Connor Bradley's played 4 games. So I'm not going to buy the argument that he's a better player than Trent.
He's done nothing wrong.
No. But there's not enough information. There's not enough information to say that.
Yeah.
Like he's this.
I get it.
I get it. If he enables KDB, fine. You can have that. Yeah. But then you're still creating. You still got a player there. That.
Yeah.
In 25, you need to bench, and he's gone by 29 because you need. Well, I mean, does he? Because you probably want someone else, don't you?
We'll keep saying it, but. Arsenal defence, mate, look at this again. Burnley 0.75 goals expected.
Yeah, at home.
Yeah, at home. And they're still only expected to score 0.75 goals. Like, and over 25 and 26, Arsenal defenders cost less than Van Dijk and they play both games. And they'll be good.
And you don't want to be making
and they got Sheffield, United in 27.
Yeah. And you don't want to be making transfers in defence if you can avoid it, I think, as well, is what we've seen as well.
Yeah, no. Zoff, you know, from the wire friend, like he genuinely's made like 3 transfers all season on his defence. He's like it's been phenomenal. Like he held on to Botman the whole time he was injured, and then he held on to Cash the whole time he's been out of the team until he's managed to get him back in the team.
Yeah.
Like he says just keep him. It's not worth it. And it's been like he's sitting in a very good place for it. So I only really do want those defenders where I'm like, yeah, I like him. So Ake, I do think Ake is a relatively short termish one. I think most people on Ake will potentially either look at a 28 move, maybe for one of the doublers, like a Senesi or something like that, especially if Senesi gets a 29 game. Or they might even take him out in 29. But yeah, it's good. I mean, look at the defence is great for him. Single game weakers then. So decisions. So you've got a decision. You've got a Gordon versus Palmer decision.
Yeah. So Newcastle 2.1 and Chelsea at 0.9. Sounds pretty ominous, really, doesn't it? Especially with Gordon at home.
It's pretty ominous.
Sound close.
It doesn't, but we've just seen what Palmer can do. He can shit out his way to any points there he likes because that's what he does. He's a special player.
But then isn't that like just basically what Bruno Fernandes did in like the first like 18 months of his time at Man United? So if you like, and you would never drop Bruno because he just was always there getting points.
Such a good comparison because that's exactly how I felt. Not only Monday night was that he came alive in injury time. He came alive in injury time, came alive at the end. Like, he just somehow shithoused some points at the end. And because he's such a shithouse, he not only shithouses him, he gets some bonus to go with it. And you're like, it was full Bruno Fernandes. Like, how many times did we go, bloody hell, Bruno's got 10 points again and he was rubbish.
Yeah. Same, double game weeks. I've had him. I went against him in double game weeks where he killed me and I had exactly the pain that you had. Like, literally exactly the pain. I wasn't even watching the game. Or I had watched a bit of it, but I wasn't watching the game at the time. So when you went, oh, for fuck's sake, I just assumed that it was 2-1. And then I just literally switched my phone off. And that's why when you said something again to me and it took me like 15 minutes to respond because I wasn't looking at my phone. I just not paid attention. I thought you just finished 2-1. I was just
low key, though,
you're winning.
Low key though on Gordon. One is Wilson. Wilson might play, might not play. He's got a... injured boobs, pectoral issue. We've been saying it for a while, but Bournemouth have not been good. You know, they just conceded 3 at home, 3 against Fulham. I think the bookies have got this right here. 2.1 goals in Newcastle.
Yeah, it feels difficult. I mean,
I've just made a bad decision selling Palmer, but I'm going to tell you that I would fully endorse you play Gordon over Palmer this week. Yeah. It just door averages says what it is. Brighton against Sheffield United. Good matchup again. Sheffield United are expected to score just 1.15.
For me personally, Porro is the one in the balance there. So
it's really close, isn't it?
Do I just go with a home game then? Do I just go with a home game and say that like Tottenham are more likely to score more goals as well?
Yeah, 2.35 expected for Tottenham, 2.1 for Brighton, so very similar. 1.2 goals expected for Wolves, 1.15 for Sheffield United.
The thing is about Tottenham is Son's going to start, right? So we're different again. Like, so we're not the same.
Everyone's fitter. Bissouma's back as well.
Yeah.
So we have a six. We actually have a six. Sars, you know, not only he's been back more than a week now, so he's back in the team. We just need to get through this game and then 2 weeks off. But we've got all the players. We just don't know. It just doesn't feel like they're all fully fit. But we've got Son.
Yeah, that helps.
As I said, I think Estupinan versus Porro's. That's a really tight call. But as a biased man, mate, you know how I'd sit with it.
It's weird that, again, like I said, and I've said to everyone, like when you buy a player with the, you know, with the knowledge that in one of those games you're going to want him, he's going to play Sheffield United. Like, if you don't play him in that game, then just don't bring him in. Just what's the point?
Yeah. J Vibe in the chat says, well, a Stupinan starts this one. You'd assume so, but it's a good point. That's the other thing. Imagine start Stupinan over Porro and then he doesn't start, or comes Porro's off at half time or does something silly. Yeah. I think I would Porro over a Stupinan.
Porro's nailed.
But it's a tight one.
No, that's a fair.
Anything else around the edges for us to look at this week? Probably not. Everton defenders look all right. People own Brantthwaite. Brantthwaite's been outscoring Porro every week. Like, Brantthwaite would be Porro.
What was I looking at? Brantthwaite, what did I said something on Twitter that got a bit of crap. Brantthwaite and Jordan Pickford had had more transfers in than Alfie Doughty.
It's incredible. Rockstar messaged me today and said, I thought he was joking when he said it, so he got a very short response back from me, but he said, play Brantthwaite over Porro this week? You can imagine what my response was. genuinely, you look at this and it's not as stupid a decision as it sounds.
Yeah.
Not as stupid as it sounds. It is one that's in the balance. I don't know, anything else looks pretty even. Fulham Villa looks like a bit of a goal fest. It's hard for us to not be biased on this, isn't it? Because obviously, you know, fourth and fifth, Tottenham and Villa. But Kamara out. Carlos looks like he's now injured as well.
Yep.
For them. Konsa, we know, is still out at the moment.
Yep.
It don't look good for Villa. 4-0
Villa. 4-0 Fulham.
4-0 Fulham.
Yeah, why not? You said bias.
Also say that because you haven't got Watkins. Would you yes, would you true. Interestingly on this one then, I'll give you a decision. What start Watkins away at Fulham? Or start Garnacho away at Luton?
I would probably start Watkins.
Yeah, you got to, haven't you? But it potentially is more of a decision than it sounds. But yeah, I think I will. I've got to start Watkins.
Are we saying that Man U are improved? Are we playing that card now? Are we saying that they've improved? Like, obviously,
Man United, this is the first time in a long, long time that I think we've seen Man United with two expected goals in a game.
They've got a striker that can hit the back of the net now. I mean, like, he scored like five, six goals now already, and he just looks like he's going to keep scoring. Obviously, that will not happen, but you know, just having that just brings
makes
the level
else
up.
Better.
Yeah, just brings the level up. So. And they're not as over reliant on Bruno as they have been in the past either. Actually, you know, you've got avenues and you know, Bruno's still obviously there. Garnacho's been great to watch. I mean, he's been great to watch. I mean, like, his finishing could be better bar the goal he did score against Everton nearer the start of the season. But you know, Rashford scored a couple, although he still looks a bit tame in times. But yeah, it's better. It's definitely better.
I would I'd bench any Villa defender over any of those other ones we've just mentioned. Even a Brantthwaite, even a Porro, Estupa, like any of them, any Villa defender that you've got, I'd bench them this week.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout on Everton defence. I mean, the numbers say it here, right? That Crystal Palace expected 0.85. And the thing is, the way Everton played a game, you'd think they'd play a little bit differently being the Dyche team, but actually they do control a lot of the ball for a Dyche team, and being at home, like, that's just a massive, massive plus for them.
If you've used wild card, I would this week do Branthwaite and not Bradley if I was still looking for a cheap defender. If you've already used wild card.
Okay.
Because, like, Bradley, we know he's got a shelf life, hasn't he? As opposed to same price, you could have Branthwaite, good fixture this week, play him this week, and then sit him around for as long as you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anyone has.
Cool. We're 40 minutes, mate. We should move on to teams, I think.
You want to go first?
Yeah, because I'm on the least amount of decisions. I think that's probably fair. So, my team as it stands is Dubravka in goal. Stupinan, Gabriel and Trippier at the back. Saka, Palmer, Jota, Foden, midfield. Alvarez, Darwin and Haaland, triple captain. Areola on the bench. Gordon, Porro, Anderson. It's very conceivable Gordon and Porro could come in for Palmer and Stupinan. The big question I have, and something that you mentioned to me pre me looking at wildcard, or while I was looking at wildcard, was, you know, what does a can you delay your wildcard, is basically what you said. Because you know, obviously there's a lot of people looking 30-31, which is absolutely fine, but there's also, like, game week 27, we'll have information past the blank about 28 and 29, and can we attack those and get through those potentially without a free hit, and then, you know, then we can, you know, free hit in 34-37. Interestingly, if that kind of works, if a game week 27 wildcard kind of works, my initial plan here was to roll, but what I would probably do is I'd probably do something a bit more attacking, because I'm obviously dead ending in 26.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that would involve something like Dubravka to Alisson, for example, or Areola to Alisson. Probably be Dubravka, because Areola has the better fixture in 26. Could also be Palmer to Luis Diaz, for example, just getting that extra fixture, because I still only, I still only need one transfer to get 11 out in 26, even if I bring in another doubler, right? And doing the transfer on the keeper means that I don't actually have to worry about that, because, you know, the keeper's just going to go on the bench if he doesn't play. So that's kind of where I am.
It's big, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not interested in taking any hits, actually. Just with more the chaos that's going on, I'm quite happy to take my extra 4 points, probably, or extra 2-3 points against the field, and say that's good for me. You know, I battled the field last week and came out on top. I think having triple cap, you know, more than covers that, and I don't think I need to take any risk because I've got good players in.
I'm above average.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm above average.
Yeah, I like that. And what I think, because you're well set up in 26, really, because obviously Trippier, Estupinan and Anderson of all... Trippier's not such a good game, but it's Trippier. But the other, but you've got three players plus Gabriel. So you've got four playing defenders, which so little people have. But you wouldn't... Because I was looking at my immediate thought was, what about Estupinan to Van Dijk? Like, if you think you were going to clear off, you know, on that one, because quite like Dubravka at home to Bournemouth. But it weakens your 26 because you're in a really good position with it. Whereas if you did do Dubravka to Alisson, yes, you're getting a... You've just seen how much money's obviously going to Liverpool defence, and we expect they'll do okay.
Yeah, you're just covering it as well. You're getting a little bit of cover on it. As you said, like Alisson...
And it's not just 2 or 6 cover, because he does get bonus.
Yeah.
And he does get saves, because they do manage to somehow, you know... And you've got Areola obviously to cover it in 26, so it doesn't weaken your 26 position.
Yeah.
Same on Palmer. He's a free roll of the dice, because if you wouldn't play him here, then you got your 20, like you weren't going to play him in 26 and you were going to potentially wildcard 27, so that works. I get it. And I actually also look at it and think, yeah, I get why. Because Alvarez is great now, but will he be great in a few weeks? Yeah. Not so sure. You want your Tottenham boys. It gives you an opportunity to potentially load up on
that
27.
Well.
You're going to get your FA Cup. Yeah. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Gordon over Palmer in this. Yeah, I look at it and think to myself, like, is there a midfielder that's a bigger upgrade than Gordon this week than changing Dubravka to Alisson? I'm not sure there is. I'm not sure there is. No. Yeah.
So that's where I am.
Alisson's a fun pick.
Yeah, I wasn't considering a transfer earlier on, but yeah, if anything, I might just do that. But it probably does... Does it require me to commit to it? The keeper bit probably doesn't require me to commit to game week 27 wildcard, although it does take up a bit more money, so it just makes other moves more complicated. But then the wildcard's always just kind of there, and I don't really want Darwin post 27, whatever happens, or Jota, through 28, 29, right? City blank, and then. After that's okay. I think they got Brighton and then Sheffield United or something like that. But that's a month or so, 2 months away. So it's not to worry about for now. I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I think I'm good.
I think you are good.
And then on
to
you.
You are good, mate. So I've got decisions to make. Because if Trent had been fine, this team looks all right. This team looks all right. Looks fine. If we ignore that 26 actually happens, because 26 is not so good either for me. So I've got Dubravka. I've then got Saliba, Porro, Trent. I'm my back three at the moment. I've got Saka, Richarlison, Foden and Jota. I've got Watkins, Darwin, Haaland. And then first on the bench is Garnacho. And then I've got Gusto and Kabore. So I've got effectively for 26, no Gusto, no Kabore, no Richarlison, no Porro, no Jota, no Darwin, no Trent. It's a problem. So there's two moves I've been looking at. One is that I would drop Trent to Gabriel, and I would then do Richarlison up to KDB. That gets me Kev. It also gives me two players that play in 26 that don't play in 25, which nice. Gets me in a good position where I'd have four midfielders, because Garnacho would come in for Jota in 26, and I'd have two strikers. The bit that would be a problem for me when I run into 26 in that one would be that I'd have to sell Jota to go down, say goes to Doug Luiz, because I need to raise some money, because I'd have spent it all getting KDB in my team, which means I don't have Solanke. I'd have to carry Darwin in 27. I don't have Son, I then don't have Richarlison, so I don't have any Spurs guys 29. So I'm sort of pushing myself down free at 29 route. And I've got to try and get Solanke in to try and get back in 27, to try and get him back for, you know, he's got Burnley in 27 and then he's got the double in 28. So you've got to have him. So I think where I started going with this was it gets me Kev, but I would have to scramble so much. And if I had any injuries, it would, I think it would push me wild card immediately. Because I think I would be in a bad spot. So as much as I love it, I don't think I'm going to do it. Instead, what I'm likely to do is Trent to Ake. Now, it still leaves me with all these Liverpool and Tottenham players, and I've got to try and work ways. So I do have to take a minus eight across 25 and 26 to get myself up to 11 players in 25 and 26. I will probably take that as a minus four this week and a minus four next week. So
Were you going to do that though? Were you not just going to play two? Because the original thinking was you were going to play two in 26, right? Two defenders, I mean, and just play.
If
10.
I did the KDB one, I'd have played 10 and taken one hit.
Okay.
If I do the Ake one, I'll play 11 and take two hits.
Okay.
Because what I'll do next week is I'll definitely do Darwin back to Solanke.
Yeah.
Which is the one I was going to leave, but I'll do that. I'll probably still do Jota to Doug Luiz, albeit I'm on Villa watch now because I wonder if they just fall apart and that's not as fun as it looks. And if they do fall apart, maybe, as much as I said, I'm never going near Bowen again, maybe that Bowen game in 29 isn't as bad as I thought it was. I'll move Darwin and Jota on definitely in 26. So that's a minus four then. I'm going to do Gabriel in and Ake in this week because I would have done Gabriel in next week. I've got a decision on whether I do it in for Gusto or I do it in for Kabore. I thought Gusto was really good on Monday night. But realistically, I'm never going to play him.
Yeah.
Whereas Kabore, you never know. He might get lucky and get back in by 28 and suddenly he's got a double and he might play the blank in 29. Even if he came off the bench in 29 and got me 1 point, that's all right. You just take it. So I think it will be Gusto. So I think I will do Gusto and Trent, Ake and Gabriel. I'll definitely start Gabriel. I'll need to make a decision on Saliba or Porro.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. We were speaking before we started. I think that's a tough call to make.
But yeah, Trent to Ake with a free transfer, obvious. I'll leave the Gabriel on for a couple of days. I probably will do that, even though it causes me a decision to make. Because I don't feel like it's like, my initial one was I'll play Gabriel and then I'll play the pair. But I need to treat them individually. Individually, the one that I want this week is Gabriel. I think Burnley and set pieces, that's there. A big issue for him. You know, he just the way he went over to Rice and just told him where he put it and then goes and gets it. You're like,
Can I just say, one thing I wanted to say on Sunday on that goal, that was one of the worst defended set pieces I think I've ever seen. Like,
it was a joke. It was literally a joke. Genuinely, I'm going to go do that. Yeah. Is that okay?
Well, yeah. tells him, and then they all stand 3 yards beyond the last man. They take one step and stay the wrong side of the man, which is great. Ben Johnson just tracks back about 4 yards, puts his back leg out and goes, go on, lads, just stay on side. And then he just heads it in from a yard and a half.
It was the worst thing
I've ever seen.
But yeah, treat him in isolation. Gabriel's the defender I want this week. Oh, and I'm going to get him in next week anyway. Get him in, then I've got to make a decision between Saliba and Porro.
Yeah.
Heart versus head, that one. Very much so.
You'll hate yourself either way.
I'll hate myself either way.
And that's it.
So I am pretty sad that I am siding towards no KDB. I'm going to come off this and go, can I really go without KDB again? Because I think I will make, if I do the Trent to Ake move, I think I'll do it tonight because it's a 0.1 either way.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. People are moving. Yeah, not owning KDB is tough because
it's horrible, isn't it?
Just because he's so joyful to watch as well, and you know, you feel like every time he's on the ball that something's going to happen.
His hair, his big hair, it's just glorious.
Yeah,
he can have five assists. I don't mind that over the double as long as they are to Ake, Foden, and Haaland many times.
Yeah. Sounds good. We're almost at an hour. So we're almost bang on an hour, actually. We're like 54 minutes or something like that, 52 minutes. So if anybody has any questions, just drop them in now and we'll just answer a couple before we disappear off and enjoy the rest of our evening.
And because we're a little bit earlier in the game week than we normally do this as well, gives us a bit of chance if you want to drop comments and ask questions there, we'll happily do that.
Sounds good. And while we're waiting for questions, if you haven't done so already, make sure you drop a like on the video. 350 of you here and 74 likes, which isn't good enough. So, yeah, it's Valentine's Day. Show some love.
350 people would be on Valentine's
Day. Some love. Like, show some love, guys. Just drop a like on the video. And if you want to see more from us, make sure you hit subscribe. Yeah, so Kieran says, would you do Rashford to KDB for a -4? I'm going to replace Rashford with Salah when he's back.
So but you're not going to replace Rashford in 26. And so I do think that is, how good is your 26 team? Because Rashford in 26 is like a fun thing to own.
Yeah, it's still and KDB against Bournemouth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah. So Steve asks in Discord, so he's like, who is the best Trent replacement? We say, and that is Ake.
Oh yeah. For me, it is, you know, but not everyone can do it because a lot of people have got that attacking triple up. And I also think it is slightly dependent on how many defense, like for example, if you had Trent in your team, and not a Stupinan in your team, then I think I'd probably tell you to punt on Virgil because you've got three other defenders that are playing in 26 and you're all right.
Yeah.
So I think there is a place where you're like, well, Virgil suddenly becomes fantastic.
Yeah.
But I think for the majority of people, you know, if you've got, say, your Charlie Taylors, for example, that you're definitely, I'm playing Charlie Taylor, I'm like, I'll have Aki, thanks, and not play Charlie Taylor.
Yeah. Aberdeen have just equalised.
Oh, back in the game.
3-3. Jesus Christ. Best single game week players not to bench. It depends. you probably help us with a few names there, Steve. But, I mean, the single game week is not to bench. I would say Arsenal defenders. I know you're considering benching one of them, but I would say don't bench your Arsenal defenders.
Saka. Any Arsenal.
Palmer's tougher.
Palmer's, but it looks like you can.
I'm now saying don't bench Gordon, aren't I?
Don't bench Newcastle players. Don't bench Trippier. Don't bench Gordon.
Yeah.
Like for me, they're more of a no. Solanke, players you can bench is, I would say, more the other way around is Watkins and Solanke. If you had to bench either of them, And even Palmer, I think you can.
Yeah.
They're the ones. Chelsea players, Villa players, Bournemouth players. I'd be more than okay with benching this week.
Cool. Jordan Smith says, Roberto says, would you buy Tony and Foden or Ake and Foden? I mean, I guess it depends who for. I just think that, and I said this on the pod on Monday, that Brentford double is tough, and their fixtures are hard coming up. They're just difficult fixtures. I think
Tony causes you so many problems in a way, because obviously he's brilliant, Tony. He's a bad asset. But Solanke in 28 is a must. Yeah. It's going to push you down a decision of like, do you go early and sell Haaland in 28? Like, let's just say you've got Solanke, you've already got Solanke, you've got Tony, and you've got Haaland as your free. You're going to get to a point in 28 where you're like, I can't sell. I want Watkins, but like, it's all going to get confusing. Like, realistically, the Solanke, Watkins, Haaland strike force is just too strong. It's such an easy strike force. Just get to that and be with it. Brentford puts those really weird issues in. I think a lot of people that are wild card in 31 will do Haaland to Tony in 29. So I don't think it's like you're gaining that much by having him now because the fixtures aren't that great. Whereas what you want him in is the 29. But I think loads of people will have it anyway because I think they'll just do Haaland in.
Cool. No one considering Pedro Neto, asks Jordan. I think the discussion around Porro actually has probably changed a little bit with obviously the Cunha news and Hechan's still out, right? Huang's still out. So
is he out? Is
well, I thought he was like calf strain, right? Coming back from Asia Cup.
He's probably minutes risk, isn't he? Like, you can't see him playing 90, certainly.
But then does that make Wolves worse overall? I think Cunha out does.
I think Cunha's been so good. Yeah. Like, he's so good. That it can't make them better. No, Cunha.
Yeah. Jay Vibe said, would you take a -4 to remove Trent when you got Estupinan sitting on the bench? No. I wouldn't do that.
It's similar, though. What does it get you? So in the future moves. So a lot of people are looking at Sun for 27. Like, if there's no way of doing that unless you do him out this week, then I'd be like, well, maybe you just get the pounds in your pocket. Yeah. It's just so much pounds to sit on your bench, isn't it?
It is, but then you're getting, like, Liverpool 27 is what? Brighton? Is that right? Did I get that right? I've seen these fixtures so many times.
It's who you go to, but like when you looked at yours, there's no chance Forest on 27. Earth. Yeah, there's no chance on earth you're benching Gabriel, is there?
No.
So if you're playing Estupinan, but you would have gone Trent for a -4 to Gabriel, then I'd do the -4. Get your 3 million in your bank and play the better player.
Okay.
I just can't see a way I could carry Trent. Spend the money.
Okay. It's quite a few.
We haven't mentioned Reguilón. People have asked that.
Yeah.
Hit emoji style says, is Reguilón a risk or is he safer start? We didn't mention him as a replacement at all.
I think he's worse than Tony as an option.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess the only other thing is you've got more spaces in defence, but like, what are you expecting from this double? Like, from Reguilón? Like Fulham's a good fixture, right? Fulham's a fine fixture. They didn't even play Fulham, they played Wolves. Wolves is a fine fixture. And obviously you got 12 points last week, but like, what are you expecting from Liverpool and City, right? Or is it Liverpool City?
Reguilón's expected to get 1 point against Man City because they're expected to score 2.75 goals and they're expected to score 0.8, concede 0.8. So effectively, the bookies would say the chances are he gets a one-pointer out of playing that game. And he loves a booking. He loves a booking, Reguilón. I'm going to predict you now in the Man City game that he gets booked for pulling back Doku. Doku will go over there at some point and he will pull his shirt back. Yeah, you can bet on that. I know you shouldn't bet on Brentford games, but you can bet on that one.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Favourite double game week moment? Any idea?
KDB cap, game week 36.
Oh, you did have KDB cap, didn't you? It has to be.
Yeah, for me. I've had a fair few double game week pains. Bruno Fernandes, Salah, at least twice.
I think I must admit, part of the Aki thing in my head is the John Stones brace.
Mm.
That John Stones 18 points where it was. In
27 points, mate. Wasn't it?
27 points, was it? 27 points. That's probably my favourite double game week moment.
Because it was a case of like, wasn't it him and Laporte got all the points and I think I had Ruben Diaz or something like that?
Yeah, he got. It didn't Ruben Dias get a goal in the second game or something like that? He did get one in the end, but it was nothing compared to what Stones got. You already.
Yeah, so Stones got loads, and then loads of people had double up as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then I only had one.
Yeah. Oh, Dias assisted one, didn't he? He nodded one across for Stones on that one. Mm. I've had centre backs and me in double game weeks. Webster, that was last season, wasn't it, against the. Where he got loads of people got dunk and he got sent off and Webster got like the 18 pointer. Yeah.
One of my favorite double game week moments was Emmanuel Dennis because I didn't own him.
You love other people's misery. Oh, I love how much you love it. Like, yeah, stuff you.
it was the reactions and the videos and the memes that all came out of that were amazing. So that's
I had Josh King. I had the moral high ground of 2 point Josh King. Yeah, that was foul.
Yeah.
That was foul. Yeah. John Stones and then less than 1% owned Webster, who I got over dunk because I couldn't afford dunk. That was sweet.
I mean, I don't even remember the Shane Duffy triple captain double game week.
No, I don't.
I don't even remember that week.
I don't remember.
We were not in this world then.
We weren't in that world, mate.
No. Last question. Mark says Doughty or Gabriel?
I would play Gabriel.
I agree.
I would play Gabriel. Apparently, I saw our friend FPL Richard said that he's heard Doughty pronounced a number of different ways on podcasts.
Like Doherty and stuff like that.
It's just Doughty.
It's just Doughty, isn't it?
It's just Doughty.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Got me confused when I said it. I was like, no, I got me. People were saying it's just doubt. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's not. It's about GH, not B, right?
Yeah, yeah. But like, that's kind of how you're trying to almost, it's that kind of way.
Yeah. You say it as if it's spelt with a B.
Yeah, yeah.
Which for anybody doubt who's it. Not English sounds like the most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah. No doubt.
No doubt. Right.
Yes. No, lots of doubt. All the doubt.
Are you done? All right. Well, again, guys, thank you very much for joining us this wonderful Wednesday evening, Valentine's Day. Hope you've had a good evening. If you have any other questions, drop them in the chat in the comments section and we'll get around to them over the next 24, 48 hours. As Baker said, we've got a little bit of extra time this week, going a day early. Outside of that, best of luck for game week 25, whatever you choose to do. And we'll be back on Sunday as normal.
See you Sunday, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.